Critics of President Biden's decision to forgive some student debt say the policy doesn't get to the root of the problem, why college is so expensive in the U.S. Yesterday, I spoke with Beth Akers, an economist who worked in the George W. Bush administration, now a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Akers told me she's concerned the cost of tuition might actually go up faster because some student loans are getting wiped away.
If borrowers are thinking about that as they consider how much to spend on college and how much to borrow, they may be willing to pay more. That's essentially an increase in demand. And that allows institutions, even well-meaning institutions, to raise their prices.
Let's take a step back and examine the reasons why college already is so expensive and what's driving costs so high that the sticker price for a year at New York University, for example, is $83,000. Lee Gardner, senior writer with the Chronicle of Higher Education, joins us now. Lee, welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, we just heard Beth Akers say that student debt forgiveness could raise the cost of college. To people who share that concern, you say what?
Well, the cost of college is likely to increase over time, regardless of what happens with student debt. I don't know that I see a direct relationship between forgiving a relatively modest amount of student debt compared to the overall amount of student debt with an increase in college prices. I don't know if I see a direct link for a variety of reasons.
What is the direct link for the increase in college prices? I mean, we mentioned NYU in the introduction there, but if you look at a public school, Ohio State, for example, we looked it up. Room and board, in-state tuition adds up to $26,000 a year. These are bills that are very tough for people to pay.
Well, they are. College is expensive by any measure. Including down to the community college level in many states. Over time, states have disinvested in higher ed. It's gone down by at least 10% in the last two decades. And that has helped shift the burden onto families. One of the other things that's driven college costs is that students and families and state and federal governments ask more of colleges these days. Students come to college in many cases less well-prepared than they might have in the past. And so there's more requests for, more demand for tutoring and academic support. There's also more requests for mental health support, frankly, coming from students and families. Yeah. And that has meant colleges hiring additional people.
I see. So, I mean, other people would point to this college business model in the U.S. that's been developing over the past few decades. It's been called the corporate college model, with a college president seen as the CEO of a business that needs to turn a profit. Is that part of the problem?
Colleges are in a more precarious position in a lot of ways than they might have been in the past. There's a scholar named Nathan Graw who projected that the number of college-going high school graduates is projected to decline in this country, in certain areas of the country, by as much as 15% over the next 10 years. A lot of colleges are already feeling that pinch in their enrollments, especially a lot of small private colleges, for example, a lot of regional public institutions. All of this is not to say that the corporatization, as you're calling it, of higher ed is good or beneficial, but in many cases, some of the things that college leaders are doing, they're doing to try to help those institutions survive in a situation where competition for resources and students is becoming more intense.
What is the solution to all this? How do we make college more affordable?
Well, if I knew that, I could go off and be a consultant and make the big money. A smart person once said to me that colleges are really good at starting things, but they're not good at stopping things. That is, you know, they start programs in this and an institute of that, and those things tend to go on. But colleges are not necessarily good at evaluating the things that perhaps aren't contributing as much as they need to financially or to the mission of the institution anymore. This is not my opinion. That's what people tell me. So, you know, it's a complex equation to try to figure out, you know, what to offer in these situations, because it's not just a matter of money, it's a matter of mission and what people come to you for, which is a very complex complex topic if you've ever tried to guide your own offspring through the college selection process.
Lee Gardner is a senior writer for the Chronicle of Higher Education. Thank you, Lee.
Most welcome. Thanks for having me.